This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, 15 July, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across Israel, the day has been warm and inviting, with clear skies in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Haifa is enjoying a gentle breeze, perfect for a stroll along the beach. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Israel Hayom, an hour ago, President Trump warned Iran about the next phase of American attacks. He outlined a timeline for escalation, emphasizing that strikes will persist until an agreement is reached. Also, Walla has reported chaos at Navon Station. Just 57 minutes ago, football fans broke into the area and attacked security guards in Jerusalem, refusing security checks. Also this hour, Ynet reveals that earlier today, the U.S. renewed its naval blockade on Iran and launched strikes. This move aims to dismantle emerging threats from Iranian military targets. Separately, I-24 News noted that the U.S. completed a five-hour wave of strikes 21 hours ago. These targeted Iran's capability to threaten commercial shipping, resulting in one crew member killed and eight injured. And finally, Forward reports from 4 hours ago that Israelis are gearing up for a pivotal election. Prime Minister Netanyahu faces what could be his most significant challenge yet. From X, the latest. Emily Schrader, an activist and commentator, posted just minutes ago that U.S. strikes in Iran are ongoing, while the Islamic regime is aggressively targeting Jordan, prompting Israeli missile defenses to activate. Arsen Ostrovsky shared earlier today about an alarming situation involving Australian students at Auschwitz. They were reportedly making TikTok videos and complaining of hangovers during an educational trip. Raylan Givens, a commentator, expressed skepticism 26 minutes ago about Trump's recent statements on negotiations with Iran. He questioned the feasibility of making deals with those previously labeled as deceitful. Let's go deeper. Starting with the U.S. and Iran, President Trump's warning, reported by Israel Hayom, comes amid escalating military tensions. The U.S. aims to pressure Iran into negotiations, but Iran's defiance may lead to further regional instability. Turning to the incident at Navon Station, as Walla described, the clash with football fans highlights ongoing security challenges. The fans' aggression disrupted operations, raising concerns about safety at public transport hubs. Meanwhile, Ynet's coverage of the renewed U.S. naval blockade underscores a strategic move to curb Iranian military advances. This action, coupled with targeted strikes, signals heightened U.S. commitment to protecting commercial interests in the region. The strikes noted by I-24 News connect to earlier military actions, indicating a sustained campaign against Iranian aggression. The impact on commercial shipping lanes could affect global oil prices and maritime security. Finally, the Forward discusses Israel's upcoming election, a turning point for the nation's democracy. With Netanyahu's leadership under scrutiny, the election's outcome could redefine Israel's political landscape. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports on a new venture in skincare. Factor X, co-founded by Bar Rafaeli, is innovating with the help of a Harvard researcher and a longevity doctor. They're aiming to revolutionize the industry. Separately, Walla Business highlights a legal battle over real estate in Nes Ziona. A couple's divorce has turned into a dispute over millions involving parental financial contributions to their property. And finally, Israel Hayom Business covers Oron Real Estate's expansion into urban renewal. With projects in Be'er, Sheva, Haifa, and Carmiel, they aim to boost housing availability beyond Israel's central region. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 4 a.m., Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.